Lawmakers in New Jersey spent the Independence Day holiday working. Many state workers spent the holiday wondering when they would work again. Parts of the government have been shut down since Saturday because lawmakers missed a deadline to approve a new budget. There's a deadlock with the new governor over the way to take the state's budget because of increasing expenses. Until there is a deal, state parks and historic sites close today, as well as Atlantic City casinos, which is what we're going to talk about next. Brad Linder of member station WHYY joins us from Atlantic City, New Jersey. And Brad, where exactly are you now?
I'm actually standing in the Trump Marina, where just about 8 o'clock this morning, gambling stopped, and the restaurants and other activities are still open, but there's a lot of disappointed people visiting Atlantic City right now, unable to use those slot machines.
Were there people actually gambling at 8 o'clock in the morning who had to be pried away from the arms of the slot machines?
You know, I have to say this place is surprisingly busy at 8 o'clock in the morning. I think it's because it's a holiday weekend for a lot of people, and some people at 8 o'clock in the morning, I ran across a lot of people on the boardwalk just going for a stroll, some of whom had been gambling this morning, and some of whom just got up early to take a walk.
I got to mention, this is an addiction. There must have been people sitting there saying, just one more, just one more.
There may have been. I actually did not get a chance to see them shut down the gambling at the Trump Marina because they cordoned off the entrance. So they were letting people out, but no people in as of about 7:30 this morning.
Now, I want to understand the mechanics of this. Why does a state government shutdown mean that casinos, which are private businesses, would shut down?
Oh, that's true. Most of the workers at the Atlantic City casinos are private employees, and these are private companies. But the state law that regulates gambling in New Jersey requires that there be state inspectors on hand at all times. And those state inspectors are considered non-essential employees. So unlike state police, who are still working today, the state inspectors couldn't show up to work, and that means that the casinos couldn't operate.
What does this mean for the state of New Jersey that all these casinos are suddenly not producing revenue?
Well, the estimates that we've heard so far have been that the state's going to lose about $1.3 million each day that gambling is not in operation. That's in tax revenue on the gambling. That's on top of what's already happening at the state level. The lottery shutdown is costing $2.2 million. So I think there's a lot of people who are questioning whether this is counterproductive. What's led to this whole budget impasse is a budget negotiation over raising the sales tax to plug a hole in the state's budget deficit. But if they're going to be losing more than $3 million a day just from the lottery and from gambling, a lot of people here are not sure that it's worth it.
The casino owners must be losing even more money each day. Are they lobbying hard to change this?
They are. They are. In fact, there have been at least two court rulings in the last couple of days. There's 12 casinos in Atlantic City, and there's an association that represents all of them. They petitioned the state Supreme Court earlier this week, and the Supreme Court issued a ruling that, no, the casino inspectors are not essential employees and therefore cannot be ordered to go to work. Another attempt was made yesterday with a different petition at a different court level. That decision has been appealed, but so far there's been no change.
So, Brad, what else can you do in Atlantic City, New Jersey, when the casinos aren't operating?
Well, as I mentioned, a lot of people are strolling the boardwalk. There's a lot of businesses that are related to the casino industry. The people with the push carts are still giving people rides out on the boardwalk. And in the casinos, the concerts are still on, the bars are still open, the hotels are still open. So there are a number of people who have come to visit Atlantic City who say they're going to stick around. I talked to one couple who came over from Philadelphia, about an hour and a half away from here, and they came with their kids. And they said they weren't planning on gambling a lot anyway. They're going to enjoy the beach. They're going to go to the public park. But I also ran across a couple who's celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. They came from Montreal and said that they'd really looked forward to gambling. They just got here yesterday and were tired last night, and then this morning it's all over. So they're going to cut their vacation short, they said, because that was the main draw for them.
Glad that at least the bars were open at 8 o'clock in the morning in Atlantic City. Brad, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Brad Linder of WHYY. It's NPR News.